I am one of those women who has seen men do things that are not funny. Oh, please, this is Europe. We're a little more house-trained over here.
Different from us, you think?
If you must put it that way.
I nodded. A wolf must be a wolf, and a dog must be a dog.
Is that what they say in your country?
I smiled.
Lawrence frowned.
I don't get you, he said. If you understood how serious your situation is, I don't think you'd smile.
I shrugged.
If I could not smile, I think my situation would be even more serious. We drank tea and he watched me and I watched him. He had green eyes, green as the eyes of the girl in the yellow sari on the day they let us out of the detention center. He watched me without blinking.
What will you do? I said. What will you do if I do not go to the police? Will I turn you in myself, you mean?
I nodded. Lawrence tapped his fingers on the sides of his tea mug.
I'll do what's best for Sarah, he said.
The fear raced right through me, right into my belly. I watched Lawrence's fingers tapping. His skin was white as a seabird's egg, and fragile like it too. He held his hands around his mug of tea. He had long, smooth fingers, and they were curled around the orange china mug as if it was a baby animal that might do something foolish if it was allowed to escape. You are frightening me, Lawrence.
I'm reacting to the situation, that's all. That's what Andrew didn't do. He was like a stuck record. He stuck to his principles and he let this thing with you overwhelm him and Sarah. That's why he lost her.
I shook my head. Don't you have principles too?
Lawrence sat forward in his chair. My principle is that I love Sarah. You can't imagine what she means to me. Apart from her, my life is utterly mundane. I'll do anything to keep Sarah. Anything. Do you understand?
You are worried I will take Sarah away from you. That is why you do not want me here. It is nothing to do with what is good for her.